Well, good morning, 7:39, Brock Hunter.
Nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You don't want to cry, is that why?
This topic, dude, come on.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want a career with great pay, room to grow, awesome benefits that start after your 31st day? Check out Special-Lite, LITE.com, and start that career right here, Southwest Michigan. So today is Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. And if you don't know, that means, hey, it's small. You don't need to cry over something
it's
small.
Fine.
It's fine. Just a little spilled milk. So what little thing makes you cry every single time, all right? It's basically like spilling milk and going, ah! As soon as I saw this topic, I immediately thought of my answer. And so one of the first things my daughter got after she was born was this book called Llamas Can't Sing. I'll probably get choked up just talking about it. Dude, it's terrible. And it came with a little stuffed llama that you have right there. And it tells the story of this llama at the zoo who wants to start a band. Okay, so she goes over to the monkey pen who's playing the drums. And he's like,
I'm already starting to choke up.
I'm getting a little teared up here because it's such a sweet.
He just wants to be in a band.
He just wants to sing. All right, and everyone says llamas can't sing. So you go throughout the story. She meets the sloth who plays the bass, the monkey who plays the drums.
Man, nobody cares about the story.
The lion
who cry.
And so then eventually the llama gets on stage and he starts singing and all the animals come out and they're like, oh my God, what's that great noise? And it's the llama singing. And then finally it's llamas can sing. They can. It doesn't matter. People are going to tell you no, but you follow your dreams. And so the other day, Kiki was working in the office in our house where our studio is, and I was in the room reading to Riley, Llamas Can't Sing. And at the end, I'm probably going to cry right now. Damn it.
Jesus, dude. Come on, get it together.
And so I get to the final end where it says, Llamas Can Sing. And you can hear it in my voice. I'm getting choked up. She goes, there's a pause after I close the book. And he goes, are you crying again? I'm like, what? It's a sweet story. It's a sweet story. The llama can sing. Every time.
You are one pathetic loser. It's a children's book about llamas. It's not like a dog. Come on, dude.
It's so sweet.
You're bubbling up over a llama that can sing.
I hope my daughter knows that she's the llama, okay? And if she wants to sing, she can sing her heart out.
You can hear it in your voice right now.
Oh, dude, it gets me every time. Seriously, I'm teared up. It gets me every single time. The poor, sweet llama.
Why? What is it about... Because the llama that finally,
you know, she's there and everyone says llamas can't sing. The lion's a jerk to her. The monkey's like, nah, you can't do it. Even the sloth. All right, what's that sloth got that the llama
really got into the story?
Hell yeah, I did, man. It's a great story.
Somebody get Brock a box of tissues. He's getting the llama book out.
Every time, dude, without fail. I cry.
That is hilarious.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what? There's some other books, too, that would really choke you up. Ever read The Boxcar Children?
Don't get me started on The Hungry Little Caterpillar. God, it's just Waterworks.
One fish, two fish, dude, that'll get you bawling.
Oh, God.
You know what one that I'm fine with? Green Eggs and Ham. That one I can get through, no problem.
Knick-knack, anyway.
Why don't you shut the hell up, you bastard. You know what? You read Llamas Can't Sing, and you try not to cry.
All right. I guess you're crying. Mine's not over a llama that can sing, I'll tell you that much.
All right, tough guy, Mr. Tough Guy, Fancy Pants.
I don't really have a good one. I'm just trying to think of like the last time like I was like, it really got me. Dude, you're going to hate this one, but at the end of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Uncle Buck, they do a freeze frame of John Candy every time, dude.
They get you choked up a little bit.
Oh, God. It's the freeze frame. It's the freeze frame, and he's always waving by, and he's passed away since. And he's like one of my favorite actors, dude. And every time I'm just like, dude, and it's always a great movie.
So here.
Dude, I'm starting to bottle up.
You get choked up for a guy you never met, all right? Mm. You don't know. He could have been
John Candy, dude.
And you're giving me crap for a children's book, and it's some guy you don't even know.
Hey, my guy is a real living thing. Yours is an illustration that somebody... Shut up. There's no comparison.
I wish someone would freeze frame you. That means you'd get out of there.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying something here. It didn't work.
Hey, but no, I'm
right there with you. I'm right there with you. There's something about movies, especially something that you grew up watching.
You know another one? You know? It doesn't.
What?
It's always the slow motion, like freeze frame thing. It's Leo at the end of Titanic when he's holding his hand out to Rose. Dude, that gets me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
bitch Rose hogging the door. God, I tell you every time.
I don't know. There's certain movies. No, here's another one. I got another one. Sorry. This one's kind of funny. And, dude, I definitely choked up at this point. Terminator 2. At the end, when he lowers himself down into the lava and he does the thumbs up. And it's just, dude, and John Connor starts tearing up. Oh, dude, I'm about to start to tear up.
You're ridiculous.
I loved Arnold so much, dude.
You could have brought up something about your cat, about your wife.
Nah, but hell with the cat, dude. I'm talking about
Arnold and John Candy. All right. Hey, I can't fault you for it. I can't fault you for it, buddy. Good answers.
Need a break. I need it, dude.
Yeah, we need to take a break. I got to get some tissues, thinking about llamas and Arnold. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What little thing makes you cry every single time? We'll have your answers when we get back. Stick around.
Brock, WIRX, everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Such an aggressive zipper.
It is, too.
7:54, good morning. The Plan B Morning Show.
Going to be partying this weekend.
Hell yeah, we are. Going to feel it on Monday, too. Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township on Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Mm-hmm. What little thing makes you cry every single time? All right. Doesn't matter. Gets the waterworks flowing. Craig had a good answer. He said all the videos of soldiers coming home and surprising their family. Yeah, that one will get me. You got dad who like surprises the kid at the group assembly. It's like
every time and for good reasons, obviously. That's why you're crying. Hey, you know what another one is? I'm gonna throw out there. And dude, every single time I see these videos, I'm like, oh my god, dude. It's the what are those glasses? The for the colorblind.
Oh, when you're colorblind, yeah, the one that let them see.
They put it on and they just immediately start crying because they see color for the first time. Could you imagine?
It's so crazy. Like initially, like they put them on, it's shock, and then
almost every one of them put it on, they take it off right away because it's so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put them back on, and you can see them look around, and you can just tell by their body language, the look on their face.
See that bottom lip start going, and that's when I lose it, man. Every time. Along with that, too, any video where like a little kid gets like glasses for the first time or they get hearing aid put in the first time.
Hearing aid one.
Oh my God, dude. Just I lose it. It just is terrible.
Because the kids like they're always crying at first.
Yeah.
And then they put it in and they can start hearing and then they get to see their mom
for the first time or hear that. It's like, oh my God, just right there. Dude, I'm getting a lump in my throat right now. Every time, man. All right, let's move on before I start crying. Tamara said, any movie where a dog or horse dies, Kiki's that same way. If a dog dies, she's like, I'm done with this movie. I'm not watching it anymore. I'm like, I get you.
That one doesn't affect me too much.
Oh, good God. At least not the horse.
It's terrible.
In Seabiscuit, when we heard this, we're like, all right, fine. She's like, all right, that's fine. He's fine.
What movie am I thinking about where the dog dies in the end and
you got Old Yeller. When he's like,
Yeller,
no, Paul, I'll do it. He's my dog. And then, he goes and puts that shotgun up to Old Yeller. Yeah.
You know, I think it bubbled up All Dogs Go to Heaven. You ever watch that?
That one will get you. That one will get you. In Napoleon Dynamite, the cow.
No, I didn't bubble up during the bus go.
That old guy who can barely break over that shotgun.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Laura said the movie Neverending Story when the horse sinks. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You never seen Neverending Story?
You know, I've seen parts of it. Isn't that the one with the, it's like the big, what am I trying to say?
The big white dog, flying dog?
Yeah.
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 Yep. Yeah. Atreyu?
Like, I've seen parts of it. I've never really seen it, though.
God, you got to watch it, man. It's a good one. It's a good one. Let's see. Andy said, gassing up my car in the last year. That's not far off, buddy.
Dude, we were just talking about that. I just saw a meme that says, get your wife something really nice and expensive for Valentine's Day. And the guy's holding a gas can.
Yeah, yeah. That's a full gallon right there, babe. Oh, my God.
All go. Went all out.
Yeah. Let's see. Jen said the ending of Forrest Gump. Yeah, that'll get you. And there's parts of Forrest Gump that make you cry throughout. When Bubba dies, when Lieutenant Dan goes swimming.
Or when his mom dies.
When his mom dies. That whole movie is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some movies, man. You ever sit next to your wife and it gets you a little bit and you just kind of look away.
Gotcha.
Like, I can't.
Dude, 8 seconds when Lane Frost, and at the end when Lane Frost there is waving to the crowd. Gee, every time, man. It's like he just wanted to win. He tried so hard. Let's see. Some of these are real serious. Like, I don't even want to read them because it's like, this is like making us really cry. Let's see. Josh said Armageddon. That makes him cry. The
Bruce
movie.
Bruce Willis does not make me cry. I'm sorry. Just knowing what that guy's like in real life.
Bruce Willis. You know, good. I'm glad he died on that meteor. All right. He deserved it. Bruce Willis deserved it. Let's see. Josh said spilled weed. Yeah, that'll get you.
Oh, God.
Randy had a good one. The one episode of Futurama with the dog. That's where Fry disappears, and then he finds out that his dog stayed there the whole time and then just died right there.
I never watched Futurama as much as I did other shows.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that was a sad one. That was a sad one, too. So this is why did we do this?
What about like the last episode of Home Improvement? That got me.
Yeah, that one will get you. That one.
You know, they're like waving goodbye, and Wilson takes his mask off or whatever.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Seinfeld was the same way, too, right?
Yeah, kind of. Like, they all kind of came out. Yeah. Any of those are emotional when they end, you know? Like,
what
if there's a series
one?
You like, what?
And I don't know this one personally because I'm too young for it, but I hear a lot about it, the last episode of MASH.
Oh, yeah, that was, everyone said that one was a real tearjerker, too. It's like one of the most watched in TV history as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it was.
Why don't we end with Brandon's? He said, you know what makes me cry? When I hit the last page of Pornhub. Good God, take a break. Take a break, Brandon.
You need a timeout, man.
That's like 5,000 pages. That's too many. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.